Hello?
I'm Jerry from Restorify, part of Intoxiloc. I'm trying to reach Krista Coleman, please.
Speaking.
The call is recorded for quality. I just want to talk to you about filing for an expungement. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you?
No.
Expungement is a way to get rid of your DUI from public view.
Oh, okay.
So you probably heard that being an expensive process, but I'm here to tell you that for a fraction of the cost, you can do it in your own schedule at your own pace and have the same, if not better, guidance to complete your expungement request. Our process is very straightforward. It only takes a minute to be explained, so can I do that?
A minute. I'm at work. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'll be brief. So if you're interested, I can help you sign up on our website. Sign you up on our website and start a pre-screening process to make sure that you qualify to get that DUI removed from your public records. So you don't waste your money and you don't waste your time either. Only takes 1 to 2 days to get a response. We'll call you back if you qualify to explain you what's going to be the next step and walk you throughout the whole process. So are you?
Why would I not? Yes. Why would I not be? why would I be turned down?
Why you wouldn't qualify? Well, like what would?
Yeah.
Is that your question? Okay. So yes, if it is a felony DUI, unfortunately you wouldn't qualify.
It is not.
Okay. Okay. So that's one of the main reasons why people get turned down. There are other factors like the time from the type of crime it was committed. You know, the severity, right? Or the severity, in other words. I mean, how long ago was it? How have you behaved since
it
you got that?
It was 2018.
Okay, so yeah, we have plenty of time. Because usually it takes you like 4 years to be eligible for an expungement. So yeah, I don't see
how
why you
years?
Wouldn't be. Four.
Oh.
4 years to apply for an expungement. It
was
2018,
okay.
So yeah, we have 5 years already.
Uh-huh.
We're good to go. So if you are interested, just provide me with your email, your date of birth. I'll sign you up on our website, and we'll do the pre-screening on our own. We'll send you an email in 1 to 2 days. We're going to call you back to explain the whole thing, you know, what's next to come and all the details that you'll need.
Okay, C period, L period,
mm-hmm.
Coleman, 81.
Coleman. Okay.
C-O-L-E-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Okay. So I'll read it to you again. C.L.Coleman81. Is that right?
At Gmail. Yes.
At Gmail.
At
Gmail. Okay. 1 second. Okay, so the first name is C-H-R-I-S-T-A, correct?
Right, Christ with an A.
Okay, gotcha. And last name is Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm going to go back to my maiden name. So this will help. I'll get this out of the way, and then I'll go back to my maiden name.
Gotcha. So give me just a second. I'm almost done filling this up. Can you provide me with your date of birth, please?
8150.
All right. Now I'm just waiting for my system to tell me that the account has been created. Just bear with me a moment, please. Okay. So just be on the lookout for that email. The account has been created successfully. The email will come from Restorify. That's R-E-S-T-O-R-I-F-Y. Restorify.
Okay.
And again, we're going to call you back if you qualify to walk you through the next step, tell you all the documents that you're going to need, give you answers to the questions the judge will ask you so you can complete this, right, and have it in your favor. So can I ask, what is the best day and time to call you during a typical week? Because we don't want to interrupt your work.
Oh, I work every day, so it would be 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 to 9.
8 in the morning, 8 to 9,
yes.
Any day of the week. Is that right?
Right.
8 to 9 any day. Okay. Well, we're going to call you back. I led you to it. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.